This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. If you do the work, the law says you must get paid. So what happens when you don't? Let's talk with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. This story appeared in The Stranger, concerns a group of restaurants owned by Chef Josh Henderson. And the employees in this case accused him, among other things, of distributing the 20% service charge incorrectly. So what apparently happened here, Rob?
Well, the allegation is that not all of that 20% of tip revenue that customers were being charged automatically actually reached the service staff or the rest of the staff. Apparently, the company felt it could hold some of it back to cover benefits that were being provided to the employees, or at least some of the benefits. And that's illegal. When an employer, like a restaurant, fails to pass all the tip money along to the people it was intended for, that's considered wage theft, even though tips aren't wages.
How can an employee figure out, though, whether what an employer is doing with the wages? I mean, you haven't got access to the books, do you?
Good question. You're supposed to be provided that access. There's supposed to be transparency under state law. The employer is required to keep accurate books and records. An employee can ask the employer for some sort of evidence that they're receiving what they're supposed to be paid.
Now, in the case of Josh Henderson, this is the restaurant owner involved, he decided to settle the case for something like $1 million, and he gave The Stranger this quote, which is kind of disturbing. I mean, here's what he said. I'll just read it out of The Stranger here. He says, "The legal system we have doesn't have anything to do with logic or if we are right or wrong. It has to do with if you are willing to play the legal game and risk everything you have, or are you going to settle and move on," unquote. So he's saying that he didn't do anything wrong, right? But when threatened with a lawsuit like this, it's just a good business decision to pay and move on, even though it doesn't seem fair. Is he right?
I often hear from companies who are defendants in lawsuits, they didn't do anything wrong, but it's just more sensible to settle the case than to litigate it, because there's a lot of cost involved in litigating any case, and there's uncertainty. You may not win. And so it's often a business decision to settle cases that are brought. And of course, you know, plaintiffs' lawyers know that, and sometimes it seems there are cases that aren't very meritorious, but they look like they're brought because the lawyer is chasing a settlement they think will be easy. I don't know that this is one of those cases, though. I mean, here you had a large number of employees who were arguing that they didn't receive legally required breaks, which is illegal. That's a kind of wage theft, not get the breaks you're owed, and that the company obscured how the 20% service charge was actually being distributed to people who worked at the restaurant. That sounds like something that was based on actual evidence. I mean, that many employees could probably get together and compare notes and figure out that, you know, there's a 20% service charge, but they weren't seeing that kind of money coming through to them. So, you know, I get what he's saying, but here he agreed to pay $1 million, which will mean something like $1,000 to up to $13,000 to employees who are owed these back wages.
How often does this happen, that an employer just willfully withholds wages from workers?
It's pretty rare, because it's very difficult to get away with, and why would you want to? I mean, first of all, it hurts morale at your company, so exactly. It's a dumb thing to do from that point of view. It's just unfair, and most employers I've found are trying to do the right thing by their employees. Third, they don't want to get in trouble. And yet, I've seen cases like this before. And when I was attorney general, I saw cases where businesses kept sales tax they collected from their customers and didn't forward it to the state, as if they're going to get away with that. And yet they would do it sometimes, whether it was because of greed or because they'd get into financial difficulty. They would take these chances, you know, kind of hoping they wouldn't get caught. Here, it doesn't seem that the restaurant company owner really thought he was concealing where the money was going. He felt he was allowed to apply some of this 20% service charge, which was instituted in place of tipping, to, quote, provide workers with a living wage and health benefits, as well as give the kitchen staff more equitable pay, close quote. That's from the Stranger article.
Yeah.
So he seemed to think that he could, you know, institute the service charge and then hold some of it back from his workers in order to provide them with benefits and also to give higher pay to the kitchen staff. It isn't clear to me how he was distinguishing between tipping and more equitable pay, but that seemed to be his rationale. Maybe he got bad legal advice, but the fact is tip revenue is supposed to be passed straight through to the employees. You can divide it up from the, you know, the wait staff to the kitchen staff, et cetera, but it has to reach them.
So now you know. You have a right to find out where that service charge is going, and if it's not going to you as it should, you can say something and you might get your money. Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Dave.